Today's share of the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. And we are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are in Simen Shin Yud. And we had read yesterday the Ramah, which is at the very end of Sif Zayin, and I'll read it again today, but we had done some of the Mishnah Berurah, and we just have two Mishnah Berurahs left from yesterday. So I'll read the Ramah again from the very last line of Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Avolim Shachach Bo Mos. If a person forgot money inside of a pocket that's been sewn into his jacket, and he left money in there by accident, to law and reading in that situation, mutal atalta la begit, we say you're allowed to carry and move the begit. To law and reading to call a begit nasa basis lamos. We don't say that the garment over here is serving basically as a base, as a basis ladavarasa for the wallet, the kiss, the pocket that you've sewn in over here. And the reasoning is, hold the ein hamos al ikor beged, because that money is not serving as the central part of the beged being used to hold that money. The beged is being used as a beged. However, avol ein lav shel b'Shabbos, but we said you shouldn't wear it on Shabbos because we're concerned the chashin on shema yetzibo, that you may go out with it on Shabbos and then carry the stuff that's inside of it. And we gave the sources for where this din is from. Now, we're up to Sif Katan Lamed in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah tells us over here, Kolomar, the Ramah is telling us, the hakis ain't no tofer li arko bebeged. The kiss is not entirely sewn into the garment. Only a little bit attached. Ela piv levad tofer. Only the lip or the mouth of this little pocket over here, this little wallet, is sewn into the garment. Vuhu kulo toli, and the rest of it is hanging down. And Deir Shu number 39 explains that our garments are different today, and therefore there's a different halacha in regards to our garments, that all of them have pockets inside of them. It wasn't apparently the way that their garments were in those days. In any event, the im hayakis kulo tofu vegan, if you're talking about the entire kiss over here, this little wallet was sewn entirely into the garment, then we would say, Amrinam, the kol habegit nasa bosses, then we would say that the garment, so to say, is serving subordinate to this pocket. However, and even if you're talking about in a situation where the person forgot the money inside this little pocket, you would have to go and shake out the pocket with the coins inside of it, and then be able to go and move the garment. Ukidileel b'simin shin tes sif hey sif dalit. Mash ein ken kishakis tali in sorach afilu near mitchila. As opposed to if it's just a little bit attached, it's a little bit sewn on, then it's certainly the coat is not at all subordinate to this kiss, and therefore you wouldn't even have to shake out the money. However, then the Mishnah Berurah brings down a more machmir position, and this is brought down based upon the Rambam, and the Shaar HaTzion Os Chav Zayin tells us to as well look in the Chidush of Rabbi Akiva Eger, where Rabbi Akiva Eger brings down the Tosus and the Rashba, hold like the Stimas of the Shulchan Aruch over here, that you don't have to hold like this Machmir position. But in any event, this Machmir position, this Yesh Machmir over here, holds the Sovereign, the Gambazet, Sarach Nir Mitrila, that you should shake out the coins that are in this pocket that's only loosely attached to the coat. Sivkot Lamed Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Ein Hamos al Ikra Beged, because the kitz over here is not really an essential part of this garment when it's not fully sewn in. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, "Kosev Mogen Avram." The Mogen Avram writes, "Dafko kishe peh hakis tofur lehabeged." Again, as we've already pointed out, this is only if part of the kiss over here has been sewn into the garment. Oz, in that situation, I'm reading, "Who bought the legabe beged?" Do we say that it's subordinate to the coat and not the other way around? V'chein kishiyesh mos toch teva shevishulchan shekorin tish kestel. That's a Yiddish word that basically means a drawer in a table, as you see in the Tirgum in the first footnote at the bottom, where it says migras shulchan, a drawer of a table. So if you have money inside a drawer, inside a table, so this has the same halachic status over here as this pocket that's sewn into the garment. For osi b'inyan, it's made in such a way, she efshel hotzio legamri min hashulchan. This drawer doesn't totally come out of the table. Some drawers come totally out. This drawer is only partially coming out when you can stick something inside of it. And therefore, Valkin is batel li'ikar shulchan. In this case as well, just like in the pocket case, which is only partially sewed in, it's subordinate to the table, like the pocket is subordinate to the coat. However, avol kisha kis mole mos koshul beged. But if you have a kiss over here that's filled with money and it's attached to the garment, hu kli b'fnei atzmo, then it has a separate status itself. Ve'eino batel l'gabei beged, it doesn't become subordinate to the beged. And the chen hateva, and likewise, if there's a drawer in the table, im yicholim lotzio, if it can be pulled out from the shulchan, then if it legamrei min hashulchan, if it can be taken out from the table, im kein kol echav yechod kli b'fnei atzmo. Just like in that situation, the wallet, so too this drawer are considered separate utensils themselves. The lo nizbatel legabei shulchan, and this drawer would not be considered subordinate to the table, and therefore mimela, Therefore, in this situation, it wouldn't be allowed to move the garment that has the kiss filled up with money inside of it, or the shulchan over here, which has the drawer inside of it with money inside of it. Shaharim nasim basis lahamos, because the kiss is a basis to the money, the drawer is a basis to the money, and kishaniach samos bo me'erev Shabbos, if they would put there on erev Shabbos, placed there intentionally, al das yusham Shabbos, that they would remain there all Shabbos. And unless you're dealing over here, which we'll learn later in the shiur today, that it's acting both as a basis for the davar aser, but also a basis for the davar mutter, so then you have it over here, that it's acting as a basis for the davar aser, and it's therefore going to ruin your moving the table, or going to ruin your moving the jacket. And if the person did not take it out on Erev Shabbos, then you'd have to go shake it out. You wouldn't be allowed to go and move around with it. However, if it's a very insignificant amount of money, a couple of pennies, then we would say that it is batel, subordinate to the garment or to the table in the respective cases. Because a person normally doesn't make his coat or his table subordinate to an insignificant amount of money, such as this prutos that are in the pocket, and this is brought down in the Chayyadim. Furthermore, od kasa the nearly dafka, the Mishnah Berurah says that this only appears to be true kishateva shabashulchan hu miyuchad tamid lamos oshar dvar mukta. This drawer in the table din over here is only when the drawer only holds in it mukta items, either money or some other purely mukta item. However, avo kishateva hatzluya bishulchan. However, when this drawer in this table is asuya tamid loniach bo lechem v'sakinim, the eira shniach bo mos, but it's normally used for mutter things like bread or to put knives in there. It's a cutlery drawer, and now you happen to put a couple of dollars in there. Afilu ein bo lechem v'sakinim, even in the situation where you don't have the bread or the knives in that drawer. Avo gav deha tish kestel, even though this drawer is vaday also letatel, that drawer is also to be metaltel because it has only a muktzah thing inside of it. Nevertheless, avamutel letatel shulchan. In this situation, you would be allowed to move the table. Sharei gam hatish kestel who be etzem klishim lachtel heter, because the drawer itself is technically a klishim lachtel heter, albeit it now has a muktzah thing inside of it. And therefore, v'imkei nasa ha'shulchan, therefore the table is a basis le'isser u'leheter. It's a basis both for permissible things as well as non-permissible things. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes this whole inyan is a complicated inyan, v'tzorach in. We have to look at this further. Furthermore, he says, v'ayin shom od, masha kosev b'inyan zeh. You have to go and look as well further in the Magen Avraham and others as to what the din l'maisa is. That was quite a complicated little piece, and now let's go up to Siv Ches. If you have a utensil that has on it both mukta items and heter items, so then mutla taltalo, you are permitted to go and move this item. As we've mentioned before, this is a basis of davar also the davar mutter, and therefore, as long as the mutter item is significant or more significant than the iser items, you can move it. And he gives an example, kagon. Machta, you have a frying pan of some sort. Sheish olam mibod yom, and it had on it from already before Shabbos started, you would baked in it, cooked in it, or something, so there are ashes in it now. Aether, and you need this aether, shemutal taltlo, this is prepared ashes over here, and you use it on Shabbos, l'chassas barok, to cover up the spittle. They had dirt floors, and you needed to put some ashes on top of it so people wouldn't slip on it or wouldn't be disgusting. Otsoa, there's some excrement over there, some waste over there. So this was prepared ashes over here. And that's what's in the frying pan. But there also are still some little pieces of wood left over in the frying pan that are muktzah, because they're only used for burning wood, for firewood, and therefore they are muktzah. So this frying pan has heter and iser items in it. You'd be allowed to go and carry this frying pan the way it is. As I pointed out, you need over here that the mutter item is more significant, more chashuv than the mukta item. In this way, it's really the basis for davar mutter and also for something that's aser. However, avol davar aser chashuv yosim davar mutter. But if the mukta item is actually more chashuv than the heter item, so then batel letzlo. So then the heter item becomes subordinate to the mukta item, and therefore it would be aser letatlo. In that situation, you would not be allowed to go and move the frying pan, or the item that had both a basis, the davar aser, or davar mutter. Now, we said a lot over here. Let's look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Lamed Beis. He writes, Lafuke im husak b'Shabbos. When we said that the ashes were made before Shabbos, it was specifically in contradistinction to the idea that the ashes were actually made by on Shabbos. The aser b'zeh, l'kuli yamam mishum nola, because these ashes were now made on Shabbos, they're a new entity called Nolad. It's like it was given birth to. It's a brand new entity. Originally it was wood, and now it's ashes. And if you had ashes that were permissible from beforehand, then ashes that were created now on Shabbos, and it wasn't recognizable which were the Issa ones before they became intermingled, then Batal Barov. Then we do apply the principle of Batal Barov. But the Ihayanikar, if it was recognizable which ones were the Isser, Kaimalon, and then we have a rule, the Dover Sheish Lamatirin, Afilub Elef Lobotel, then we have a principle that says something that will become permissible in a short period of time, don't rely upon Bitl Barov. So these ashes are all going to be permissible as soon as Shabbos is over. So therefore, don't rely upon them to be used on Shabbos based upon the principle of Bitl Barov. This is called the Dover Sheish Lamatirin, and even if it's in 1,000 against it, it's not considered Bitl. And here, the muktza item, the ashes that are muktza, will become permissible after Shabbos is over. He then brings down from the Chayyadim, Kosu Chayyadim, nearly the Mayim Hanot Vimino Ilonos, Vime Nisan, during the spring, during the Nisan month, when the rains start coming and there's water dripping down from the trees, Asurun Ganki Mishum Nolad. This water also has the status of Nolad. And even if there is already a utensil that has water in it before Shabbos, and now additional water comes into it from these trees on Shabbos, nevertheless, it's still considered nolad, and can't use the good water that was in there because there's now bad water in there as well. The law arena was at the bottle. We don't say it's a bottle, again for the same reasoning. Because that drop that came down from the tree was recognizable as a separate Isser entity before it fell into the Heter water. And we have this principle, the Dover Sheish Lamatirin, something that will be permissible after Shabbos. It has a time that it will become permissible. We don't say it's a bottle barov, even if it's 1,000 against it. The issue for number 44 brings down, even im lohi niach es adover heta b'kavon, even if the thing that's on this basis wasn't there intentionally, it just was left there. Nishar shom machmas shicha, it was left there by accident. Nevertheless, the Mincha Shabbos writes, it's still considered a kli over here that's a basis l'dover also and dover hamutter, and therefore it would be permissible to be metaltalit if all these rules that we just talked about were met. Dishavut number 47 brings down, what is the halachic status of steam on Shabbos, steam that was created on Shabbos? So, for example, you have a steamed-up window or a steamed-up utensil. So, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, that's not chadash, ain't isul atatlam, and therefore there is no problem in carrying such a utensil. Shemayachar she'enam chashuvim, this steam over here that's fogging up your utensil, it's batel to the window, batel to the utensil, and therefore you'd still be allowed to move the window, still be allowed to move the utensil over here. He then brings down a series of different opinions amongst the Rishonim as to what is the status of rain and what is the status of snow on Shabbos. Do we consider them nolad? Do we consider them muktzah or not? Some poskim say yes, some poskim say no. Look in the last paragraph of footnote number 47 for this discussion. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Lamed Gimel, he writes down, Im Shneim Shavim, if the dover that's muktzah and the dover that's mutter on this basis over here are both equally valuable, also, then we view it as the Isser being more prominent. Kosav Poskim, the Poskim add over here, Dim L'chola Olam, Haheter Choshev Yoser, Ulididei Enu Choshev. We view this in an objective way. What does most of the world consider this, even though your opinion might be different? And this is both L'chula and L'chumra. Azilim Basu Didei, we always go after what the person says, V'ad Din Ivcha. We don't go by what after the world says, you go what the person himself considers. So if you consider this item more choshev, even though the rest of the world would say that the Isser item is more choshev, or vice versa, you consider the Isser item more choshev, and the rest of the world considers the Isser item less choshev, you go after that person's personal opinion. The issue footnote number 48 reminds us that we described previously in Simon Reish Ayin Zayin, Sivkot Yud Ches, He'ara number 28 in the Dershu footnotes, how we define significance in this regard. We now go back to the Mechaber, and the Mechaber tells us over here, the tam heter tiltuzer, the reason why we allowed you to go and move the dover aser with the dover mutter, because the basis is considered more important for the dover hamutter. For example, the ashes on our frying pan, you can move the ashes with the little twigs on them. We don't make you shake off the twigs. So he says, mishum delo efshor leminkat kitma l'chude, because you can't just take the ashes and get rid of the twigs by shaking them off. Afilu ishadi le mehamachta, even if you try to shake them off from the machta, it wouldn't work. You not be able to either pick them up, as we'll see, or that you just can't shake them off adequately because the ashes are attached to the little pieces of wood. And certainly, if you need the place where the machta is, so going and shaking it off won't help you because now you have, instead of the machta on the place that you need, you have all these ashes and little pieces of wood on the place that you need. And we've already learned these dina, the Ramah says, commotion is bar le'el, simin shintes. Mishnah Berurah explains further in Sivkot Lamed Dalet, Rotzalom, my Ramah is telling us over here, the law ma besimin shinteh siv gimul amrinon beperos hamunachim im eben besal. There what we said, where you had the rock and the fruit in the basket, you should try to shake out the rock. The afogav das salu basis leaves of the heter. And even though there you have the same thing, it's a basis for both the heter fruits and the iser rock. And we said there, mikol mokom hecha de efshar lo yital tala peros vasal kos man sha eben munachim. You should try to shake it off if you can. What should you do? El yinar mitchila, shake it all off, hakol ala aretz, everything shake it to the ground, and then biachakach yilaki haperos l'sol chatal v'yitatlim. Then go pick up the fruit, put it back in the basket, and you're carrying the basket with the fruit and not the iser. So to here v'ochanami, avshet zorach lo efer, even though you need the ashes, nemo di yinar hakitma, go and shake the ashes off im shivrei yaitzim, even the little pieces of wood al haaretz on the ground. Biachakach yichani sakitma levad l'toch hakli v'yitatlim l'mokam shiyutzim. Then put the little ashes back, and you carry it just with the kli in that way, and not have to carry the little broken pieces of wood. So the Mishnah Berurah responds over here, Lozer Kosav. That's what we said over here. The Hochelo Efshula Kanes, Achakacha Kitmulavad, because you can't do this physically. Mishum de Bishivre Eitzim, Hainu Shvarm Kitanim, because the little pieces of the wood are very, very small. You can't easily separate them out. O Pachomim Kitanim, or the little charcoals over here, the little burnt pieces of wood, they're very small, and you can't separate the ashes that are upon them from those little charcoals. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed Hey says you need the place. Does he Efshal or not? Because as I pointed out, you can't shake it off because you need that place. The Ipo Lamokim Shetzarech Lav, because now the ashes and little pieces of the wood will fall the place where you need it. It won't do you any good that the frying pan's not there. L'chein Metad Lo Kulu Biach. Therefore, you can pick up the entire frying pan with the ashes and the little pieces of wood. Mechaber continues and he writes, Vim Eino Tzorech Ela L'Guf HaMachte. If you only need the frying pan itself, Lo Yital Telena Kamoshi, then don't carry it with all the stuff inside of it. Ela, in that situation, since you want the frying pan, Yinaya Eifev Shivriyatim, shake off the ashes and the little pieces of wood, Bim Komum, in that place, because you don't need the place, you want the frying pan, you don't even need the ashes, V'Yital HaMachte, and then you can take the frying pan without anything inside of it, and there's no problem. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Vav explains, V'ika hefsed b'nir, but if there would be a financial loss caused by your shaking it off, ain't tzarech l'nar, then you wouldn't have to do this. V'kamosh kazav v'simin shintes siv gimel, as we learned previously. The Rama adds over here and says, Hagah, v'chein im yochel l'nar ha'isr l'chud, if you could possibly go and just get rid of the isr part, then you should shake it off and get rid of the isr part, lo yital telenu im ha'heter, and you don't have to carry the frying pan, let's say, with the heter. So if you could shake off just the little pieces of wood, that would be the best thing. He rings us down in the name of the Tshuvas HaRosh. Because of Lomairi, and we're talking here only, this was all there at the start of Shabbos. But if it was only Issa there originally, then Lo Mahani, then it doesn't help us over here. Mashiniach etzlo hetter b'Shabbos, that you put the heter on it. You can't create a basis l'dover or also v'amuter by adding the heter after Shabbos has started. And this is also brought down by the Beis Yosef in the name of the Tshuvas HaRashba. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Zayin explains, Rotzalomar, he's telling us over here that it had to be on it, Bevein HaShmoshos. Al Kein Lo Mahani, Anochas HaHeter Etzel, therefore it won't help you to add the Heter afterwards. Da'afilu im hoya nitol ha'itzo legarmi mishom, and even if the Isser is taken from there, Gam Kein Osser, it still remains Osser because of the principle we've mentioned many times, Kivin Dishatzot, Bevein HaShmoshos, the Chanal B'Siv Zayin, because it was there at the start during the Bevein HaShmoshos, so it's as if it's Muksa the entire Shabbos. However, Avol im B'Shabbos hu nachol of Dvar Isser, but if on Shabbos the Isser was put there, whole Bevein HaShmoshos, lo it's katz. Since it wasn't there during the Bein HaShmoshos, then we have the principle that it's only muktzah for half a Shabbos, which doesn't exist. Hevel muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. V'kai melon, and we've learned already that ain't muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. There is no such concept. Only ela kozman sha yisur munach alav also b'tiltol. While the yisur is actually there, you're not allowed to go and move the item. But as soon as you shake off the yisur, it loses its status of being a basis of davar muktzah, and therefore akim muktzah laniach alav davar shalhete chashiv yosir. And therefore, in this situation where the yisur was only coming on it during the middle of Shabbos, you can actually put a heter item that's more important, and actually carry the whole thing together, if the Isser can't be shaken off it. A very interesting idea. Now we finish off this simon with Sif Tes. The Mechaber writes, Teva sheyesh bo dover hamutul l'talta lumos. If you have some sort of a tray that has on it something that is permissible to be metaltal and some money. So im hamos enam ikra, if the money is not the essential and most significant thing on that plate, and there's heter that's more significant than it, then, as we pointed out, muta l'taltla kimoshi, you'd be allowed to go move the entire tray with the money and the heter item on it. Shehi al piatnoim shenizbaro b'machta. And this would have all the same rules and principles that we talked about. You couldn't shake off the money. There was no way that you could put it in a safe place. It would get lost or destroyed, etc. With all the tanoim that we brought down for the frying pan with the ashes and the little pieces of wood, the same din would apply over here with a tablet or a tray that has on it money and a dover heter. This concludes Simon Shin Yud and today's shir.